So you see yourself the way he sees you, and that's why we're in continue to feed on the word, because the word is constantly giving light. It's the entrance of that word gives what? Light. It gives what? Understanding. It brings forth truth revealed to your spirit, renewed, and you renew your mind to it. So you see yourself the way God sees you. Why? Because you have been brought out of the darkness into his kingdom. You have his life, you have his nature, you have his ability, and now he wants you to walk in this earth as he did. Jesus is our example, how born again man, Holy Ghost man, woman, boy, girl ought to walk on this earth. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And why? Because we can do it. Listen, we can do it. We can do it. Why? Because greater is he what? That's in me, in you, than he that is in the world. It doesn't matter about what's in the world, it's what happened in you and me. And as we know this truth, what did Jesus say? Ye shall know the truth. And what will happen? The truth will do what to you? Make you free. So you don't have to go through life fearfully, uncertain, and frightened, and none of those things. You build these truths on the inside of you because the scripture tells us God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. And so once when we know these things, then we continue because we have an adversary, and we covered this the other week. Satan goes about how as a, this is 1 Peter 5:8. He goes about as a what? Roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. Why is he seeking? If he was so bad, he wouldn't seek. He'd just go and devour. He's looking for somebody that's vulnerable, weak, afraid, don't know who they are. That's what he's looking for. But those that know who they are in Christ, and when he shows up with some stuff, you just say, no, you can't do that. Now you stop. I bind you. And listen, and understand this, that some battle you have to stand your ground, fight. That's why the Bible tells you fight the good fight of faith, because you're growing. But you need to know this. You can't do that. I will not allow that. I will not settle for that. I will not put up with that. So you say, what if I get attacked? You attack back. And stand your ground until victory comes, till you see it manifest. Amen. You stand your ground. But if you don't know the words, you don't have anything to stand on. You'll throw your hands up. Amen. And you'll say, well, it's just lost. Amen. Is that right, Miss Lucy? Ring gone. No, I got to have my ring now. The devil saying, no, you're not going to get it. You're not, I got to have my ring now. What happened? Ring showed up. Hallelujah. This is why we don't allow the enemy once we come to Jesus, once we give our hearts to the Lord. We don't allow him to influence our lives. We don't allow him to control us. We think thoughts after God. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I overcome how? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Amen. That's how I think. That's what I know. That's what I do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why do I do that? Because I know I have the life of Christ on the inside of me. Life has triumphed over death. Romans 8:2. Romans 8:2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has what? Has conquered, overcome, overcame, had conquered the law of sin and death. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. So we feed on these things and continue to allow the Word of God to have first place in our hearts, in our action, what we testify to, what we confess, what we stand on, what we believe. We hold fast to those things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not only do we hold fast to them, we meditate on them. We give time to meditation. If you really want your life, I'm going to say it again, and this is what helped me, and I still need help. Maybe y'all all grown up, I don't know, but I still need help. But what helped me, meditation. How did these things become real? How you become confident? How do you become confident in these? Meditation. Give time to meditation. Feed on the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we become God inside minded, we now have taken on His thoughts. Hallelujah. And we are seeing things the way that He see them. We talk the answer and not the problem. Once you become God inside minded, you have noticed people that if they get laid off their job, the one that's not God inside minded, you know what they say? I don't have no job. I got laid off. Have you ever been in a conversation like that? What the person say that God inside mind? You know what they'll say? I'm on my way to my next job. Because you know God never fails. He is your provider. I say He is your provider. So I don't care what's going on. We have had ups and downs in our economy. I'm gonna keep living. Hello? What about you? I'm not going to go around telling everybody, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I done found out the Word works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there may be those that do that, but you never hear me talk like that. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to talk the answer. You know, every one of us in here sitting in these seats, every one of us know that probably on the come, you have experienced some kind of pain. And soon as that pain shows up, here comes the devil right on the heels of it. He gonna suggest what you got. Huh? And then they're going to suggest somebody that had it. And they died with it. Huh? Have you ever been there? You ever heard that? Mm-hmm. He's not going to tell you one that got healed now. But he's going to tell you, he's going to bring up the one that had that kind of pain or that kind of stuff going on in their body. And you know they died. But he'll never tell you. You saw that person that got healed. They don't have it anymore. He'll never tell you that. Hallelujah. But because we are God inside minded and we know what the Word says, what God has already done in Christ, what's already ours right now, we just say, in the name of Jesus, pain, you're not going to live in this body. I want to let you know without a question, this body belongs to God. He purchased it. And as long as I'm in this body, you're not going to tell me what you're going to do. I'm telling you what you're going to do, and you're not welcome. So in the name of Jesus, there's the door. You know what to do. Get to hopping. Hallelujah. So we talk what? The answer and not the problem. Let's put up